Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Grzegorz Zaryczny.
Great, fantastic. Hello, everybody.
Director of Waves, so thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, and hello again.
Right after the screening, too, so it's delighted to have you here. First of all, the first question is kind of a simple one, necessary one for our listeners. Would you be able to tell our listeners a little something about the story of the film?
I made a film about two girls from low-class family who wants to be great hairdresser, but they have many problems to do this. So I show them world with all problems.
Right, and what's important about these two girls, I think, is also that they come from a background that isn't like, you know, they have problems in their lives. And is hairdressing a way in which they see themselves, they see a way out of their situation?
When you are very good, a professional hairdresser, you can be a very important person in life, yeah? So that's why the girls have a big chance to change his life, their life.
Also about this, the thing I loved about this film is that there is a sense of realism in it. Can you talk about that?
Because I have a documentary background, I can work with non-actress. Mm-hmm. So, and I like this work. So, in 2015, I made a short documentary film, Love, about these girls. Mm-hmm. And after that, I decided to give them another one chance in feature film. That's why we are here now in Kalavari.
Oh, wait, so if I understood that correctly, these girls were actually in the documentary before you made a short fiction. Yeah. So you thought that they could be great as actresses as well.
Because when you make a documentary film, you can't do anything. You can't. In feature film, you have many ways to check what this world can look when you put these girls with different problems.
I wanted to talk about a little more about the actresses. I've seen a few films here at Carlo Vivari so far, and I really think that their performance is just spectacular. Well, it's one of the best of the festival so far. But now that you said that you started with working with them on a documentary, obviously they're put in a situation where they have to act, how do you direct them when they're not used to really being actresses per se?
We were talking a lot about their personal life. And when we have to create some scene from script, I asked to girls, tell me something about how looks your real life. I mean, problems with family. I asked the girl, what hurts you a lot? What hurts you the most? And they told me problems with my father, with my mom. They never say to me, I love you. And okay, you see, in that film we have similar problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should try to feel like you were talking with your real father. But remember, we are on the shooting days and you are up. You play. So it was some kind of this.
A mixture between like their real lives and whatever had to happen on a film set. Yeah. That's interesting. Where is this film based? What city is it?
It's south of Poland. Nowa Huta. It's a part of Krakow. Nowa Huta is post-communist city, part of Krakow.
The setting actually is important in the film because it's not taking place in a big city, so obviously there's a completely different kind of environment.
Yeah, it's very important to the story because it's a place where, because it's post-communist city, so they in that town, that part of Krakow, live many people who, when communists fall in Poland, we have many people who can't find his place, jobs. They live with no future. And I was thinking that it was important to show them mm-hmm. in film, to show that families, kids of these families.
Yeah. Is this the first fiction film that you direct?
The first long one. Before I made some short films.
Oh, I see, yes. What is the main difference to you between shooting documentary and shooting fiction?
Much more people on shooting on the set, yeah. That's the most important difference.
Does that make it more stressful?
No, more problem. More problems.
Yeah. And tell me, how did the film come together? Was it difficult to get it to come together?
The work with the script, it was about 1 year.
Okay.
After that, we started to looking for some monies for the films, and after 2 years, yeah, we have monies from the government. So. It's great.
Money from the government. 2 years later, it took you 2 years to work on the pre-production. Did a lot of things change between the time you wrote the script the first time and then you started filming?
Yeah, when you write the script, you think that what you write is fine, fantastic, great. But when you are on the set, you look what actors doing and you think, oh my God, there's something wrong. And you have to change it. So that's why my script is not exactly the same like the film.
Yeah.
When you feel that is something is not good, you have to change it. Because the most important thing in film is to make a good film.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why you fight for the best work. I'm happy that the girls told me, Gregory, it's really good job.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I think it's a great job too. I thought the film was fantastic, and I really enjoyed watching it. Well, we were just out of a screening. Well, how did it go? How did the screening go?
You know, it's dark inside cinema, so you don't see what people doing. But it's always sad when someone walk out from the cinema. So.
I
remember only that person who left the cinema.
He was probably a journalist. Let me tell you. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you a lot.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.